This is the Ripple Effect with your girl K-Dot, where we're discussing NBA and NFL and everything in between.
What's going on, guys? K-Dot back on the mic. You know, I just couldn't stay away. This is a bonus episode bringing you just something that was brought up to me the other day that's just been on my mind. I thought I would share it with you guys. It's a lot to digest, which is why I'm having a totally separate episode about it, because it's just not right to kind of put it through with everything else. I want you guys to really think about it as I have thought about it. My cousin posed this question to me. He asked, and I'm going to take you back a couple of years back, but you'll remember, I promise. The Cleveland and Golden State Warriors finals. That was huge, right? LeBron went back to Cleveland. You know, he wanted to get that ring for them. Huge, right? So there was a lot surrounding that moment. Golden State, they're trying to build their dynasty. They're trying to keep rolling. Steph, Clay, you know. And mind you, this is before KD went. This is before Draymond Green talked to KD in the parking lot. You know, after that game, it was like, man, we need you. This is before that. Because as you know, there was a lot of factors that played in that throughout that series, but we'll get into that in a little bit. But that's what I'm talking about. So we're comparing that series to the one that just happened with the Clippers and the Nuggets. Now he asked, what was the worst? Like who imploded the worst? Because as you know, Golden State was up 3-1. Same with the Clippers, they were up 3-1. And on paper, it definitely looked like it was pretty obvious who was going to win. And the fact that not only did Cleveland come back to win that, ultimately win the championship, you know, that was pretty huge. Because obviously, one we're talking a playoff series, the other one we're literally talking about the finals to win it all, to actually win the championship, right? But still, I mean. Now, with the Clippers, I think the biggest problem with them, I mean, we obviously heard from the players. They said it was a lot to do with chemistry, but come on. Even then, just thinking about it, it's like, but you guys were up 3-1. Now you want to complain about chemistry? I mean, I get losing. You know, nobody likes to lose. I can see why people argue, you know, when you lose. And people like to point the finger, take the blame. And I also read, which was also interesting, just to throw a little tidbit in there. Montrezl Harrell tried to bring a good point to Paul George because he had a few careless turnovers. And he had about two, I believe, in the second quarter. And Montrezl Harrell was like, listen, I guess he tried to let him know, like, that wasn't cool. Like, you know, just let him know. Just take responsibility for it. Keep it moving. I don't even think he anticipated it to be a long conversation. Paul George, from what I've read, kind of just shrugged them off and was kind of like, don't worry about it. Like, you know, like not even taking responsibility for it or just making excuses, kind of saying, well, you should have just caught the ball, you know, and then it wouldn't have been a turnover. And Montrezl Harrell turned around and just said, you right, can't tell you anything. You right. You know, kind of like, wow. So I guess the fact that he said, I can't tell you anything, it's like, I guess they must have already have had situations where they tried to talk to Paul George about something and he wasn't hearing it because he felt like he was right. You know, that's okay. I can see how why people would argue about the chemistry thing. You know, things always seem to go bad when you're losing, right? I mean, okay. But to go back to the question about what was worse, there was a lot of factors that played into Golden State, because you have to understand that while Steph and Clay are great, great players, when it comes to the engine or the motor of that team, what makes them go, you know, what really gets everybody fired up, ready to play, that's Draymond. That's Draymond Green, hands down. I'm sure even they would tell you that. And when he was suspended for one of those games, I believe it was like game 5, I mean, it was huge. And he was taken out of one of the games. And I'm not trying to say he didn't deserve it. Whether it was deserved or not, But I do think the refs and just the NBA in general need to be a little more cognizant of the fact that, yeah, we want to teach this guy a lesson, we want to penalize him, but we don't necessarily want to decide the outcome of the game because of it. You know, it's, I know some people probably argue, well, he's a grown man, maybe he should have been more aware of his actions, knowing what could possibly happen to him if he didn't control himself. I get it. It can go both ways. But when I'm making that comparison, and with the Clippers just straight imploded. You can't blame the coach. Doc, I feel sorry for you because your record is sus, honestly. And I don't even think it's 100% his fault. But, oh man, but when it comes to the playoffs, his record, I mean, it's not the greatest. It's not the greatest. And the guys that they assembled on this team, I know they just looked at it from a talent standpoint, also from a very defensive-minded standpoint, knowing that we're defensive-minded first and we'll create those opportunities on offense by our steals, by our hustle, you know, getting those rebounds, you know. But, man, what the Clippers did, I mean, just watching it game after game after game and just realizing, like, they're not who we thought they were. I mean, people even making jokes saying that there's the Miami are the dogs that the Clippers were supposed to be. And you know what? They're 100% right. Because that tough mentality, that defensive mentality leading to offense, I mean, that's what Miami's doing. There's no one guy that's pretty much scoring 30, 40 points every game. You know, they're moving the ball around. They're getting it done. It's amazing. That was supposed to be what the Clippers were. Just on a higher level, because you have a Kawhi, you have a Paul George. And Paul George was so inconsistent. I mean, people were just making up nicknames for him left and right with Pandemic P. You know, like, man. That's why you don't give yourself nicknames, especially in the playoffs. You got to earn that. Let somebody else give you the nickname, because at least they can see that you've earned it. You've obviously didn't earn it. Back when you were playing with Indiana, when we mentioned from last time, when you was going toe-to-toe with LeBron, yeah, we could talk about it. But this is not the time, my man. This is not the time. It wasn't last year when you was OKC, and it really ain't sure now when you with the Clippers. And I'm sure Kawhi can attest to that. And even he had mentioned that it was an IQ issue, that we need to be better, smarter with the ball. And I agree. I agree. But a lot of it has to do with accountability, right? Because if you don't feel like you're doing anything wrong, then you can't even begin to learn from it. But anyway, I thought that was a great question. And that's why I decided that the Clippers were the worst when it comes to where their expectations were and how they literally didn't have anyone to blame but themselves. They didn't have anyone else to blame. You know, and I can see why it got heated. And even in game two or whatever it was, when they first started bickering and going back and forth, when they started losing. Unbelievable. But it was hard. It was hard to really decide, because Golden State, you know, they had their expectations as well. But there, like I said, there was a lot of X factors. There was a lot of key calls, the way the game was officiated, the fact that a key player was taken out of the game, like that. That changes things. You know, you change a whole series. You know, if you take Jimmy Butler out of the game, you know, that you're changing things. You know, you're changing outcomes, essentially. But anyway, that was my bonus episode. I want you guys to think about that, though. This bonus episode was actually for you guys to really think about and come back to me. And I'll come out with another bonus episode, and I'll answer every single one of your questions, or I'll bring up whatever topics pertaining to this topic that you want to bring up, and we can definitely talk about it, whether you agree or disagree, or whether you felt like Golden State, did you feel like that they imploded way worse than the Clippers? If you feel that way, let me know. You know, I'm at the Ripple Effect _KDOT. That's at Instagram. I'm Katrina B, Facebook, Bouillon K, that's my Twitter handle. let me know. I would love to hear what you guys think, but that's my time. I'm out. Peace.
This is The Ripple Effect with your girl, K-Dot, where we're discussing NBA and NFL and everything in between.